There came on a whisper of the wind a maiden to Fairbanks, a prophet, a friend who piped a dream that would never end, of enchanted places where children find that music and stories will dance in their mind. She came from Hamelin, the legends say, from a mountainside where children play, left there from an earlier day, so long ago they scarcely recall how they'd gotten there at all. Now with the help of a deaf old rat, who fights no dog and worries no cat, they wander the streets, and it's evident that the mystical powers of her song whisper, "Come now, come along." All the little boys and girls, with rosy cheeks and flaxen curls, and sparkling eyes and teeth like pearls, tripping and skipping, ran merrily after the wonderful music with shouting and laughter, to a wonderful new building that holds more stories. Follow our Pied Piper and friendly old rat to the new public library at 1215 Cowell Street, opening October 29th.
Your new library. It's 22 times the size of the old building. This means lots more room for books, records, cassettes, films, and you. Plenty of parking available, too. It's the same old library with some new twists. A genealogy room, children's reading pit, a Lascana room, audio-visual area, practice rooms for music, and an auditorium for films. It's your library, opening October 29th at 1215 Cowles. Come in soon.
The long white silence broods over the hills and valleys of Tolovana, and the candlelight flickers from the prospectors' cabins. But one thing, a very essential thing, is wanting. The beans from old Mexico, the bacon from old Iowa, and the moose from the Tolovana Hills may feed the physical man, but the spiritual part, the mental part, like the brook destined to run forever, is out of feed. Could you send us a bunch of magazines? Never mind the dates. And the more there are, the more mental food. And we prospectors will always keep your institution in fond remembrance. God bless you.
This letter, written in 1905 by 8 sourdoughs to the Reverend Peter Trimble Rowe, was the beginning of what was to become the Fairbanks North Star Borough Library System. Now, 72 years later, we are moving into a new library building, better equipped than ever to ease those long winter nights. October 29th is the date. 1215 Cowles is the place. Your library is on the move, from First and Cowles, where it has served you for 68 years, to Airport and Cowles. There you'll find parking for 150 cars. Whether your current interest is genealogy, travel, Alaskan lore, or biography, or the latest bestseller, you'll find just what you're looking for in the expanded collection of volumes to be available October 29th. Enjoy your selected books in the reading pit near the fireplace at your new library, opening October 29th.
The George C. Thomas Reading Room was built 68 years ago to serve the thriving gold camp of Fairbanks. And it served them very well. But as Fairbanks grew and the needs changed, the old building became less and less adequate to serve the needs of our thriving community. October 29th will be the grand opening of the new Fairbanks North Star Borough Public Library and Regional Center. Your new library, designed to suit your needs today. Have you heard? We're moving. Even though the George C. Thomas Memorial Library has served us well for 68 years, we now have a new library that's just down the street with plenty of parking, a book collection that's twice as large as before, and many comfortable places to sit and read. Come in and see us at our new location, 1215 Cowles, open October 29th to serve you. It's your library, a world within a world.
Though the last airplane took off from Weeks Field in 1951, flights of fancy will be leaving every day from your new library. Think of visiting the Himalayas while sitting in front of a warm, crackling fire in the new fireplace. Or perhaps you may prefer climbing Mount McKinley in the oak-floored Alaskana room. If that's too high, climb your family tree in our genealogy room. All the while you will be enjoying the peace and quiet of a building designed with relaxation in mind. If books are too slow, let your carpeted runway take you to our film collection, where 16mm and 8mm films wait to transport you visually into the human imagination. And lest your ears be forgotten, in-flight music will be provided from more than 3,000 brand new cassettes and records. Whether your interests are hunting, sewing, car repair, fiction, or fact, taxi down to your new library at 1215 Cowles. After all, it's your new library, a world within a world.
Is this the only music you'll have to listen to this winter? Not if you mush on into the new library at 1215 Cowles. Is cabin fever going to be your only companion as the days grow shorter? Well, we have more than 65,000 friends waiting for your company. Will you have the same old things to read this winter as you did the last? Let us help you with a staff that's knowledgeable in the selection of materials to tide you over. Whether it's something in your backyard or your front, you can find out about it in our Alaskana room. So if you need a place to enjoy this winter, or just any time, try us. Remember, it's your library. This winter, next winter.
Do you know at what time the Alaska Purchase Treaty was signed? Who the founder of Delta Junction was? Or how this summer's rainfall compares with that of 1967? Can you name all seven dwarfs in Snow White? Need an out-of-state address or phone number? All of these questions and many more can be answered at the Fairbanks North Star Borough Public Library and Regional Center. Come to 1215 Cowles or call 452-5177.
George is a very curious character. He's curious about everything. But George has been especially curious about the big new building on Airport in Cowles. So curious, in fact, that he rode his bike over and took a look for himself. And what wonderful things he saw. He found so many things to read and do that he's still there. If you're curious, you can come and see George for yourself and check out some of the Curious George books in the children's room at the New Borough Library. George is anxious to meet you and see if you're curious, too. 75 years old? He certainly doesn't look it. His fur is still soft and brown, his tail fluffy white, and the whiskers on his nose are as wiggly as ever. Even his shoes and blue jacket look as new as they did before he lost them in Farmer McGregor's cabbage patch. All in all, Peter Rabbit is as young as ever, and his story's as delightful as the first time Beatrix Potter shared them with our grandparents. Peter Rabbit, his books, and those about his friends are waiting for you in the children's room in the New Borough Library. Come, meet Peter and wish him a happy birthday in person.
So what does the library have to offer? A little more room so you can check over our more than 65,000 books. Computerized circulation to speed checkout and improve our ability to locate materials for you. An auditorium for movies, meetings, and other activities. A children's room so we grown-ups won't get in the kids' way. Special study areas such as the Alaskana room and the genealogy room. An increased audio-visual collection, including new Super 8 sound films for checkout. Individual units for listening to one of our more than 3,000 new cassettes and records. A garden court for a little green in the winter and a cozy, comfortable fireplace for peace and quiet by which to read. What does the new library have to offer? Stop by 1215 Cowles and let us show you.
Do you remember the old library? Well, we're moving. And not only will the surroundings improve, but also our ability to help you. For ease of book selection, wider aisles, and better lighting. A new computerized circulation system to speed check out and check in. Even a special librarian and a children's room. But one thing won't be changed. The fact that we want to help you enjoy and use the library to its fullest benefit. Yes, after more than 60 years in one location, we're switching buildings. But it's still your library, a world within a world. We'll be seeing you down the street from the old library at 1215 Cowles. Drop by soon.